Amen and amen.
Amen. Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning, dearest prophet. How are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord. We thank God. It's beautiful Sunday morning. We give glory to God.
Good morning to our dearest listeners. We praise God for life this day.
Amen.
We know that the blessing of the Lord is sufficient through this new week. And may this divine Sunday really exhibit divinity of the heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen.
Without further ado, I'm to hand over to you, sir. May the good Lord be with you in wisdom. As he gives us understanding. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. We give glory unto God. We thank God for this wonderful morning. We thank God for everybody who is joining us this morning. We believe that God has a word that is going to change our lives, a word that will lift our souls, a word that will bring healing, a word that will bring deliverance, a word that will lift our spirits from the lowly place where we might find ourselves in. In this world, when we look at the word of God in the book of John chapter 16, the Bible says, in this world, you will face tribulations, you will face challenges, you will face difficulties, you will face dangerous times. You will face all manner of challenges, but be of good cheer because I have overcome. In other words, he was saying, just as I have overcome, you will overcome. I remember one time Jesus said, I send you as lambs among wolves. So he overcame among wolves, meaning we shall also overcome. Praise the Lord.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Go on, Bishop. Go on. Over to you.
Amen. Well, I believe that there's a message that has been power-packed today for our online congregation. And it is also important for us to make and to everybody that we get back to face-to-face church service on the 5th, which is in the next 2.5 weeks. But we will keep the online platforms running as well. Today we have got preaching from Prophet Elijah Peary.
Amen.
Who is the resident clergy for Pakopund branch, but he is giving the word of God from Lusaka, Zambia this morning.
Amen.
So may everybody be expectant of the word. May we be open-minded. May we be open-spirited. May our soul be fed by the vine that is about
Amen.
To itself. in our Lord Jesus.
Let us just Lord.
Together, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give glory, honor, and all the adoration unto you.
Yes, Lord.
And you're the God. You're the God who created all. That we can surrender ourselves to the Holy Spirit right now. The driving force of this Sunday service in the name of Father, we are
hallelujah
for the mandate and vision that you have bestowed upon this commissioning of the prophetic view global ministry.
Yes. As much yes, Lord.
It is a prophetic church, Abba Father. We acknowledge that your word is paramount and your word is primary. So, Father, and we speak right now, Jehovah God, that let the word that will drop upon our spirit and our ears this morning change our circumstances. Not come from your throne the same as we have come, but we go away different and changed according to grace and sufficient.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and Son of you, the living God. Holy Spirit, we just welcome you right now, save us. We
understand
one declaration that by faith we are
reaping
tidings in this season. Amen.
Amen and amen.
As you prepare yourself, man of God, we're going to set a worship song just for a minute.
Amen.
Feel appeased by your spirit and propound on the word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. I'll be hanging on, waiting for you to play the worship song, and then I'll be ready I'll be good to go.
Sorry. Those that do not understand what the song says, the song is titled "Kalanda 1D," meaning "My Creator," or its direct translation that through me. Nevertheless, the song saying when out of ideas, I look up to Jehovah God, for you are the pillar of my life. It is in you that I forth and I put my trust. But end of the book, I'm at the cliff. I look up to you. We're now going to have the word of God by Elijah Peary. May you stay blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my beloved Bishop, Bishop Alexander, our presiding bishop over our ministry, Prophetic View Global Ministries. This is a worldwide ministry that God has given a mandate to his able servant. And I'm so be part and parcel of this great commission, this great vision, which I support with all of my heart, and I endorse, and I believe that God is going to be doing awesome things in this ministry. Now, this Sunday morning, we want to welcome our live audience. We believe that as you are connected, God is going to bless you in a powerful way. Hallelujah. Now, this morning, I want to share the word of God on the power of God. Now, in this season, we've got a theme that we've been running with as a ministry. I am reaping good tidings in this season. I'm reaping good news in this season, good tidings. I'm receiving miracles in this season. So this is the theme that we are running with, and I know that God is going to bless us in a powerful way. Now, this morning, I want to share something from the book of Luke chapter 5 and verse 17. Now, the heading there says, Jesus forgives and heals a paralyzed man. Mm. Hallelujah. Now, verse 17. The Bible says in Luke chapter 5, verse 17, I'm reading from the NIV version, the New International Version. The Bible says, one day Jesus was teaching, and the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were sitting there. They had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem. Hmm. And the power, you need to underline that word if the Bible you're using is a hard copy. And if it is your Bible, kindly underline that word power. Hallelujah. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick.
Right.
My goodness. There is power, Bishop, there. There is something powerful there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, what is interesting me so much in this portion of scripture, Bishop, is that Jesus was teaching the word of God. Now, the question I have at the back of my mind, what was Jesus dwelling on? What was he teaching about? What was his topic? What was his interest in his teaching? For the power of God to be made manifest. Because Jesus was not talking about God is a healer, God is a healer, God is a blesser, God is a deliverer. The Bible says he was teaching. So I believe Jesus was teaching about the heart of God. Jesus was teaching about the desire of God upon humanity. Amen. He was teaching about the love God has for his people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the Bible says there were Pharisees and teachers of the law. Now, these are people that greatly opposed Jesus. They were opposing his ministry. But in as much as they were opposing him, they used to attend his crusades. So you need to understand, child of God, that it is not everybody that is clapping for you that they mean well for you. If you look at the book of Job chapter 1, from the 6th down there, the Bible says when the children of God gathered, the devil was also in their midst. Yeah. So don't be deceived when the Bible says where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. The devil cannot penetrate. The devil will always gather where the children of God gather. Hallelujah. So when Jesus was preaching, his concentration was not on those that were opposing him or those that were appreciating his ministry, because his desire was to make God happy. His desire was to please God. So I am talking to you. You might be a worker in the house of God under prophetic Global View Ministries or any other ministry as you're listening to us. Mm. Whatever you are doing, not everybody will support you. Not everybody will be happy with what you are doing. Sometimes people might be thinking you are doing it so the pastor can see you or the pastor can appreciate you. But you know that whatever we do in God, it is for God to reward us and not man.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus was preaching and he was concentrating on making God happy. So when he saw his opposers, it did not derail his message. He did not change his sermon. He did not change what he was preaching about. He concentrated preaching about the love of God. He concentrated preaching that men ought to repent and come to the saving knowledge of God. He kept on talking about how no matter how wasted your life is, no matter how bound your life is, no matter how destroyed your life is, or no matter how many mistakes one might have made, there is hope, there is healing, there is deliverance, there is freedom in God. He was giving them a great invitation. And as he was teaching, he went on teaching and he went on teaching. Now, there is something, Bishop, here that is very powerful, sir.
Deeper, sir.
Hallelujah.
Take it deeper. Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible here is saying, and the power of God was present. The power was present because he was teaching on God's goodness. Hallelujah. He was teaching on God's faithfulness. He was teaching on God's availability to man. Hallelujah. And he went on preaching, and the power was there. Now, listen to me. The Bible says, and the power was present to heal. Oh, my God. Jesus did not lay hands on the people. He did not make an altar call.
Okay.
But listen to me. The anointing is intelligent. So when a man of God is preaching, you might have a secret problem. You might have a secret struggle within your life. You might have a marital challenge. You might have a work-related issue which you can't bring on social media or in an open place where people will know what you're going through because there is shame attached to your situation.
Right.
Listen to me. The power was present to locate people's situations even when they did not come up to the pulpit or to the podium or towards the altar call to talk about their situation. The power was already locating them.
Hallelujah.
So their duty was to come where he was teaching. Hallelujah. So the word of God has got power to heal and to deliver even when you don't call upon God, because it is the will of God to heal you. It is the will of God to deliver you. It is the will of God to see you happy. It is the will of God to see you lifted.
Thank God.
So their obligation was to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear him preach. Hallelujah. So they came under the coverage. They came under the canopy, Bishop. They came under this pavilion of the power of God. So as he was preaching, they were soaking in the anointing. The anointing was enveloping them. Hallelujah. The anointing was busy making changes in their lives. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. So in this season, you are going to reap good tidings. You will reap good news. You will reap the power of God in your life. All you need to do is to find yourself under the preaching of God's word.
God.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
God.
This is very powerful, man of God. Understand here that there were people that did not have the privilege to come as close as they could to Jesus. You know, every time Jesus gathered to preach, big multitudes of people would gather. There would be people that would be so sick. If you remember the woman with an issue of blood, she could only touch him. She didn't even have an opportunity to ask him for prayer or for Jesus to wave his hands towards her or for him to pray for her or cast out the devil or heal her, but only to touch him.
My God.
So there are times when you come to the house of God, you don't have the opportunity to see the man of God. You don't have the opportunity to present your case. But let me tell you, when you appear where children of God are gathered, when you appear where the anointing is, the anointing will locate you. There Amen. Are many miracles that happen with touching people. Because it's not about the man of God. It is about the God of the man of God. It is about Jesus. It is about the power of God. Hallelujah.
Get out again, man of God. My God.
It is not about a man of God, sir, bishop. It is about God. There are times when God just wants a man of God to appear and not to lay hands on people. But because people have faith in what they see, in things that are tangible, this is why God will raise a man of God so that people's faith is raised. But he is the doer of the miracles. Hallelujah. So Jesus preaching on the love of God, on preaching on God's ability to forgive humanity, to save humanity, to restore humanity back to himself. And the power was there to do what the power is meant to do, and it is to heal, to deliver, and to restore. So today, whoever is listening to the sound of Prophet Elijah, you are coming under the anointing of God. As you are listening to Bishop Alexander, you are coming under the anointing and the Lord's anointed. And as you listen, connect and collect your miracle. It doesn't matter how far gone your situation is. It doesn't matter how many times you have cried. It doesn't matter how many times people have scorned you, how many people have looked down on you. Listen to me. Even when you're at the point of giving up, don't give up on listening to the word of God.
Yeah.
Even when nothing seems to be working for you, even when you have reached at your wit's end, you have reached a dead end, listen, there is no hopeless case. Listen, you don't close your case yet. Hallelujah. Don't throw in the towel yet. It's too early to commit suicide. It's too early to give up on what God has given you. It's too early to quit that job. It's too early to give up on your children. They might be on drugs. They might be wayward. They might be stubborn right now. But listen to me. The power of God is present to heal. The power of God is present to deliver. They might be at the cracker house as I speak. They might be at a brothel somewhere. They might be somewhere shooting drugs in their veins. They might be somewhere doing the abominable. But there is hope for you.
Amen.
There is hope for your children. Hallelujah. Maybe your family member is in a jail cell somewhere, serving a sentence, maybe for what they did or maybe for what they didn't do. Listen to me. At the sound of my voice and the sound of my bishop, deliverance shall happen to your beloved. Deliverance shall happen to your husband. Hallelujah. To your wife. Hallelujah. You might be saying, but prophet, I have somebody in the ICU. They are in the hospital and they are on the verge of dying and we have lost hope. Maybe it's a cancer. And you're saying, we don't know what to do. We have used our money. We have paid doctors. We have called on specialists. And now we are just waiting for anything. Listen to me. The power of God is here on this platform.
Okay.
Stop crying. Wipe those tears. You are saying, prophet, are you sure of what we are talking about? Yes. I have seen him. I have beheld him. I have experienced his power. I have seen him work miracles. And the Bible says he is the same yesterday, today, forever. And he changeth not. The Bible says, children of Jacob, we are not destroyed because our God changeth not.
Amen.
My Lord, I feel the grace of God. I feel the power of God. Listen to me, child of God. They have laughed at you. You are a laughing stock. Your family is looking down on you. Probably you lost a job and maybe your wife left you. Probably things are not happening and many people are looking down on you. Listen, your turn has come to be revived, to be restored. Ah, my God, I prophesy over your life restoration in the name of Jesus.
Sorry.
You will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. The Bible says there is hope for a living dog than a dead lion. When a tree is cut at the scent of water, it will bud again. I shall wait for my change to come. Child of God, you can receive good news in this season. You can receive good tidings in this season. You don't need to beat your head against the wall because of things that are happening in your life. If what you're going through doesn't make sense, don't worry yourself. Leave it up for God. Leave it up for God. You know, you try to add 1 + 1. It's not adding up. Don't run yourself mad. My goodness. Don't allow yourself to be depressed. Don't allow your blood pressure to be raised. Listen to me. If your expertise, if your understanding has come to a place where you don't know what to do, that means that situation belongs to God. That is God's jurisdiction, sir. My sister, my brother out there, as you're listening to me, there are certain battles that are not your battles. Mm-hmm. Certain battles are God's battles. So stop fighting a battle that only God is mandated to fight. Hallelujah. 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 Listen to me. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I don't know how long you have been mourning. You've been weeping. I don't know how long you've been challenged.
Right.
But see the power of God coming in to touch you. I see the glory of God coming in to lift you up once again. Glory be to God. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Listen to me. The Lord is telling me to tell you, stop living in fear. Stop worrying. Now, some of you are saying, prophet, you don't understand. That I have done a lot for people around me. But when it is my turn to receive help, they develop wings and they fly away. The time I need them the most, they give me their back. They desert me. Right now, as I'm saying, I'm going through this and that. I have gone through betrayal. I've gone through disappointment. And I don't know if what I did was a waste of time. If being kind was a waste of time. Listen, my brother. Listen, my sister. You did not waste time. What you did in private, God will reward you openly. Hallelujah. God will reward you.
Amen.
I see your time coming, and your time is now. You have been deserted so that you may learn to depend on God. Can I say that again?
Please. Amen.
You were deserted by those you depended upon so that you may learn to trust in the Lord.
Amen.
God will remove certain people we call pillars, certain people that we've depended upon all this while, so that when things happen, you will say, this can only be God. God doesn't want to share his glory in whatever he's doing in your life and in my life. So there are certain people God will remove from your life. So certain things that happen in our lives, it is not the devil. Okay. There are certain things God has removed from our lives. We thought it was the devil. The devil is not even aware. He's actually ignorant. He's actually learning from you when you are saying it's the devil. He that it was God's plan to put the Red Sea ahead of the children of Israel so that when Pharaoh and his army shall approach them, they will drown in the Red Sea. Why? Because God wanted to provide a permanent solution. My God. Okay. My God. My God. Oh, Lord. Some of you, as I'm talking, there is a problem that has been pursuing you. There is a situation that normally surfaces time and again. God doesn't want to deal with the symptoms. God wants to deal with the root cause of your problem. So if God will allow a situation to pursue you as far as it has pursued you, it's because God wants to put a permanent end to it. So stop saying whatever is happening in my life, it's the devil this, the devil that, the devil this. You are giving glory to the devil, which he doesn't even deserve. Stop the devil this, the devil that, the devil this. Half the time when people are praying, we spend a lot of time talking to the devil, talking about the devil, doing this about the devil. When the devil is even shocked, hallelujah, kaya balabasaya, my God. My God, my God. So listen to me today. The Lord wants you to stop worrying yourself. The Lord wants you to stop crying. The Lord wants you to stop worrying. Stop trusting so much in people. Trust in Him. This is why when Jesus was preaching in Luke chapter 5 verse 17, He was not laying hands on people, because many people at this time had developed a dependence on hands being laid on them, man of God. They were so addicted to hands being laid on them. My Lord, my God, my Lord. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, man of God, when you pray for people, they fall under the power, and at times they don't fall under the power.
Right.
So the people that don't fall under the power, they're in the same congregation setup. They think those that did not fall under the power never got delivered. They never got their healing unless they fail. So it's not in the falling, but it is in your faith in the Lord. That's what matters.
Right.
So God is saying, stop putting faith in your feelings, because feelings change. There is only one thing that is more stable, and that is the word of God. That's why Jesus was preaching the word of God, and the power of God was present to heal. The power was present. The dunamis was present to heal them, to disconnect them from their afflictions. So the Bible says the word of God is alive, active, sharper than any double-edged sword.
Okay.
The word of hallelujah.
Amen.
So the word of God is forever settled in heaven. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God abides forever. So Jesus was trying to teach the people in his day that if you can depend on the word of God, you can live by the word of God. Because man shall not live by word, by bread alone, but by each and every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Glory.
Economies can crumble. Afflictions can come. Marriages can scatter. Jobs can be lost. People can be declared redundant, bankrupt. But the word of God is powerful from generations past to generations to come. You and me can depend on the word of God. Even when you are sick, you go to the hospital, the doctors, they pray to God as they administer medication that you may be healed. They know that they get the fee, but God does the healing. They know the precept to deliver is in God. So that's why Jesus concentrated on preaching the word of God. Many ministries that are birthed out of signs and wonders, out of the prophetic gifts, have not gone very far. But those that are birthed on the word and they allow the prophetic and the manifestations of the giftings of the Holy Spirit, they go far. Because the foundation must be deep if you want to go very far. If you don't want to go into heresy, if you don't want to go outside God's will, if you don't want to do something that is not in God's word, stick to the word of God. Stick to the word of God. Whatever we are doing, let us have a scripture that is backing up what we are doing. If even Paul said, if even I, Paul, came and preached another gospel, don't listen to me.
Okay.
And the Berean church, they were so much concerned about what Paul was preaching and the apostles that they used to read for themselves if the things they were taught were like that. But nowadays, somebody can come up with a teaching to say, I'm going to give you target, the one we use for killing flies and insects. You drink it and it will kill demons in you, and you open your mouth, there you go, and they'll be spying. My God. My God. People will be there drinking pesticides.
My God.
People will be there eating live snakes. People will be there doing all kinds of things in the name of the prophetic and direction. And there's no scripture that is supporting what they are doing. I don't blame the people that are performing such things. I blame the people that are allowed to be humiliated by so-called preachers of the gospel. Because if we set the word for ourselves, we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Many people that are constipated from moving from one church to another, from one papa to another, it is because they are looking for miracles. But if you're looking for the word, the power of God will deliver you right there where you are. You don't need to be changing churches like the way we change clothes.
God.
Be established, be rooted in the word of God.
Amen.
Prophetic Global View Ministries. Let us be united. Let us be rooted in the word of God. No matter what wind of change, no matter what wind of doctrine will come, we will not be scattered.
Amen.
We'll be established. Let us stay in the word of God. Let us live in the word of God. Let it become dominant in our lives. And we'll never lose our mark. I trust the Lord that as you are listening, healing is taking place in your life. Deliverance is taking place. That depression spirit is leaving you. That demon of frustration is leaving you. The demon that is causing shame in your life is leaving you. The thing that has been scattering blessings in your life is leaving.
Amen.
I see deliverance happening right now. Something new is happening in your life.
Oh.
Something different is happening. New doors are opening for you. International and local doors are opening for you. Your documents are coming your way. Hallelujah. You are getting that job. You are settling down maritally right now. Healing is taking place. That cancer is dying.
Oh,
that sickness, that COVID-19, whatever sickness, whatever disease, whatever case that has been oppressing you, as you are listening to the sounds of our voices, me and Bishop Alexander, the Lord is setting you free. The Lord is delivering you. My Bishop, take it on and let's pray for the people. Go ahead and pray for the people. Let me agree with you, my Bishop.
God, my God, as we are standing in agreement right now, we are exhibiting the power that is God's power, and we are exhibiting tsunamis right now.
Yes.
And now we are talking to everybody that is in need. At this moment,
yes, Lord,
we locate somebody that has got an eye problem.
Yes.
A white cloud in your in your sight. You cannot see.
Yes.
All
yes.
Dreaming that you are getting blind or you have become blind.
Mm.
That spiritual blindness shall not be your portion. We
Amen.
That dark cloud out of your sight right now in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Let power locate you. For you.
Amen.
A good tiding in this new
Yes.
Place. My God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We engage you on your word. It is your will for people to be healed of cervical spondylosis, of cancer, of glaucoma, of tumors, of high blood pressure, of all kinds of sicknesses, gynecological problems, Lord, broken bones, skin allergies, skin problems, Swellings. Oh God, joint problems. Heal somebody's bone marrow. Heal somebody's legs, their feet. When they're sleeping, they feel heat in their feet. Heal them, oh God. Somebody that is listening and they have been barren, they have been impotent. Oh God, deliver and heal them. Heal that child. Heal that woman. Heal that girl, that boy. Heal that man. Heal that person that is listening. That person that is saying amen as we are praying. Heal them, Lord. Deliver them, Jehovah. Heal that person of cancer. Heal that person of eye problem. Heal that person, Lord, that stomach challenge. Heal that person with that cough that can never cease. Heal that person with a sinus problem. Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. That person with sugar diabetes, that person with sickle cell anemia, heal, my Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, hallelujah. Ezekiel 48, verse 35, that you are Jehovah Shammah.
Yes.
Lord that is there. For this we know that because you are the Lord that is there, each and every
yes, Lord.
Expression that has been made by your prophet this morning.
Hallelujah.
Come to pass in the name of Jesus.
Because yes, Father.
There. You're there.
Yes, Lord.
Situation. You are there.
Yes, Lord.
You are there in every tribulation. You are there.
Yes, Father.
You are there in every single thing.
Yes, Lord.
Of this physical realm. You are there.
Hallelujah.
In every single thing that is of the supernatural realm. So Lord,
yes, Father.
That Shammah we call upon. Lord, we
yes, know Lord.
That Shammah, we are God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we know that
Shammah, yes, Father.
Surrender what has been declared by the
yes, prophet. Lord.
We surrender each and every single sickness that has been mentioned Hallelujah. By we surrender each and every sickness that has not
yes.
been mentioned by name. For in you are God Shammah, the God.
Yes, Lord.
Name, and you are there
in
this situation. In the name
yes,
of
Jesus. Lord. Son of yes, Jesus. Lord.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop. What a powerful prayer. What an awesome display of glory and anointing this morning. During this live podcast, we give glory to God who has ministered through our lives, and we return all the praises, all the honor, all the adoration unto Jesus Christ, our Messiah. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. I believe this encounter, you will hear about it. And I see somebody right now, you are having a migraine headache. And it has been like 10 days. You've been having this migraine. It is exactly 10 days. And I see you started taking some medication on day three because you thought it would go, but it didn't. And then on day three, you started taking some painkillers. And it is day 10 now as I'm speaking. Listen to me. The Lord has just healed you. This is a word of knowledge for you, a word of knowledge for you. God is saying, be healed. Okay. You are healed. You okay. are healed. You are now free.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. And I see somebody that as you're listening to this podcast, you have a photo of somebody that is sick. Now, listen to me. The Lord sees that photo. As you are having that photo, as you're listening to this podcast, the Lord is saying, healing is taking place on your loved one. Deliverance is taking place. The Lord is saying, do not fear, because healing is taking place. Hallelujah.
Jesus' name. The prophetic, we really acknowledge your presence right now.
Hallelujah.
There's a young lady right now who has been having thoughts in her head of leaving her home.
She's
got a spirit that has attacked you, that you have been sleeping with your sister's husband. And this thing is giving you